Hi, we're on. Yes.
What's
the matzav of Yaakov? That he doesn't feel good, and that we're all praying on him that he's gonna have a refuah shlema. And that we hope that all of Am Yisrael is gonna have a refuah shlema. So, Bezrat Hashem, we are in Torah Lamed. In part Gimel, 10 lines from the beginning of part Gimel, we talked about it, Shchora Ani V'Nava, that the person he sees that he looks dark and with a lot of lackings, but you have to hold that wisdom of Venava. But I'm still beautiful. I'm still pretty. Because those dark colors, they are the ones that make the person able to see, to grab things, to see. This is why all of the tzimtzumim and all of the problems that the person have in his life, they are the ones that bring him closer to Hashem Yitbarach. If the person always going to have only a success, he will never going to be able to see Hashem. Because he's going to see his success, and he's going to see himself succeeding, and he will not be able to recognize Hashem. But when the person is failing, and he's got those dark places, he's observing into those places, and over there he's trying to think, what's going on with me? Who am I? What's my purpose? What I should do in life? What's my goal? And he's starting to think and to ask questions that bring him to the purpose. And without those difficulties, without all of those downs, he wouldn't have that ability at all to recognize Hashem, to realize that Hashem is a reality. There is a lot of people like us that they are Baalei Teshuva, and in their history they sinned a lot of avonot, a lot of horrible things they done. They really died. They done those horrible things, and now they want to do Teshuva. But how can you cover for all of your background? How can you fix it all? Even if Hashem is going to give you the same number of years that you were sinning, who promised that you're going to be able to do so much? To fulfill your obligations of today, you don't know how to. So to cover on all of the days of the history. So actually we need to understand. One time there was a person, and it happened a few times, that person came to Rav Shalom and told him that he's chasing after himself very badly about all of his history, and that he cannot get rid of his bad thoughts of what's going to be with him in Judgment Day. Rav Shalom asked him, do you have a pen and a paper? Told him yes. Gave him. Rav Shalom wrote for him a letter. He told him, I am Shalom Arush. Me'asher, I said that, approve. Confirm that person, Ploni ben Plonit, made Shuvah Shlema. And he will not be punished on nothing that he done before all of his time that he was chiloni. He will not going to be punished on that. Ala Khatum, Shalom Arush. Signature, gave him. He told him, here, you can take it with you, don't worry. That letter is not only for that person. This is revealing the opinion of Rav Shalom Arush. If that person, Chas Shalom, is supposed to be punished, so what Rav was doing? This is the truth. From the moment, and it's a Gemara Kedosha, the Gemara is saying, Kol ha-mitcharet al avonotav, al avono. If a person regrets on one sin that he made, nimchalin lo kol avonotav, they're erasing all of his sins. This is Gemara. It's not Chassidut, it's not Rav Nachman Breslev, it's not Rav Shalom Arush, it's not me. Gemara. The Gemara is saying that a person that is doing tshuva, regrets, he's a tzaddik gamur. He's a complete tzaddik. So a Baal Tshuva that is chasing after himself, he's not a Baal Tshuva yet. He just don't believe in the power of Tshuva. He believes in the power of Avonot, he believes in the power of sinning, he believes in his ability to ruin and to spoil and to destroy. But he doesn't believe that Borei Olam gave him the ability to fix. But Rabbeinu said, if you believe that you can spoil, that you can ruin, you should believe that you can fix. You should believe. But the truth is that it's only if you believe that you can ruin. But the truth is that you cannot ruin also. You're not a reality. None of us, we're not reality. Hashem, He is Borei Olam. He is creating the world as is. Exactly in the way that the world looks. This is how Borei Olam wants it to look like. No one can do something against the will of Hashem. No one. No one. It's written in the verses. Hakol muktar u'mugash lishmi. Even the incense and the sacrifices that people are sacrificing when they're worshipping idols, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, actually, lemaise, bottom line, it's all to honor me. Who gave that power to that idol that people are going to believe in it? Hashem. Hashem, He is the one that have all of the powers. So He is giving power to the fire that is going to be able to burn. He gives power to the water that's going to have the ability to water things and to revive people. So now a person with no wisdom, he thinks that he can worship the fire or the water. But actually, lemaise, he is honoring Hashem, because Hashem put those powers. He himself is not aware to all of that process, how the powers came into the fire. And he just enjoys and he's praising. And he doesn't praise to the source, but he's praising the source, even if he's not aware to that. So all of us, we need to understand that also. People outside the nations and people that worship idols, they're doing it only because that our faith is not completed. If we, us, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is saying, Beit Nishtachada, one Beit Knesset, one synagogue, one group of people that really gonna work on their love, gonna hold hands together. Rabbeinu said, if you're gonna be good friends together, you're gonna be able to bring me back to live with you, to be with you. Rabbeinu said, if you're gonna hold yourself together, then you're gonna be kosher people. As tiyu anashim ksherim. And you're gonna be able to bring me back, to bring Rabbeinu back to this world by our love. You just need to have one Beit Knesset like that. And don't think that it's easy. Oh, what, just one Beit Knesset? Yes. With our huge Yetzara, it's very hard to create that Beit Knesset. For years, for generations. The Tanaim also knew that they required only one Beit Knesset and they couldn't achieve it. And the Amoraim also. And the Ari HaKadosh tried to bring Mashiach and he couldn't. All of the Tzadikim. I heard the Rav Berland once that he said that a Tzadik, it's a person that wants to bring Mashiach. It's a person that wants to bring the salvation already. He is tired from the exile. This is it. He's saying, let's put an end to all of that craziness. And he decides to be a tzaddik, because it's written in the Mishnah. B'mokom she'en ish, ishtadel yot ish. If you see everyone asleep, no one wakes up, you need to wake up yourself. Slap yourself a few times, you become to be a tzaddik. This is it. You need to wake up yourself again and again and again. And this is it. In the end, you woke up. A person is tired only when he's close to the sleep. But after 2 hours, you're awake. Even if you slept only 4 hours, 3 hours at night, after 2 hours of being awake, you're not tired anymore. You don't feel that tiredness so much. Only during the process of waking up, dragging yourself out of bed, when you still have an option. So we need to clarify that we don't have an option. And now you can be awake for days. If you don't have an option, you're walking for days. Like people with no options, soldiers are fighting for days, they're not sleeping. Sleeping while they're walking. This is what they're doing. People that don't have a choice, they're awake. What can you do? You can sleep, you cannot sleep. People's lives depend on you. You can sleep, you cannot sleep. So waking up and you're doing things. So in the end, you wake yourself up and you start doing things. And you're changing reality. And each and every one of us have that ability. And we need to wake up to the main thing. The main thing is that we're going to have faith. You cannot teach someone something that you don't know. If the student don't hold something, it's not the students to blame. It's the rabbi to blame. You haven't taught them. How can they learn without the rabbi? The rabbi is to blame. So also like that, it's Bore Olam to blame. We are in the exile. Let's blame ourselves. We brought ourselves to the exile. Bore Olam took us to that place. We need to blame him. What it means to blame him? He doesn't do nothing bad. So we need to understand that really he done that. And to judge all of our situations with a complete positive faith in Hashem. And to know Hashem wants the exile also. He doesn't want only the salvation. Bore Olam took Am Yisrael, brought them down to Egypt, and then he took them out. In the beginning, Bore Olam took them to Egypt. This is part of their tikkun. This is how they're working on themselves and fixing themselves in the exile, in Kur Hayituch, in the fire, separating the bad side from themselves by recognizing that they have a certain attachment to the Tavot. If, for an example, now you, as a Baal Tshuva, you were sinning 5 years ago a lot in your life, 10 years ago, you were sinning. This was your history. You were sinning. And now, for 5 or 10 years, you're not sinning anymore. More or less, Baruch Hashem, you're on the track, you're climbing, Baruch Hashem. You got married, you have wife, Baruch Hashem, you're working on yourself. Tell me how you're going to do tshuva on your history. How are you going to bring down tears from your eyes? How are you going to cry to do tshuva on your childhood, on your youth, on your 20s, how you said, Shnot
Ha'Esrim,
20s and 30s. How are you going to do tshuva on all of those years that you were sinning? You're going to discotheques, to clubs, you were sinning, Zera Lebatala, like crazy. What are you going to do with all of those years? How are you going to fix it? If now you're married, and everything is great, and you have kids, and Baruch Hashem, everything is wonderful, you will never going to wake up to fix your history. So this is why Bore Olam takes an Avrech, and he throw him back to the filth, to the garbage, that you're going to see yourself, that you behave like an animal, that you like filth, that you have desires and lusts like an animal, like a stupid creature, and you're going to be embarrassed that after 10 years of tshuva, you're still in that place. And then your tshuva going to fix all of your history. Because now you're doing tshuva from a good place. Then you couldn't even do tshuva, even if you regret 10 years ago, 5 years ago, it wasn't a real regret. You didn't know how to do tshuva. Only now, after you learned a few years, now you know how to do tshuva. Now you understand the importance of being clean, the importance of Am Yisrael, the importance of the Torah. Now you can do tshuva. But what's going to wake you up to the tshuva? Your memory, it's very short. So Bore Olam have to remind you. How are you going to remind you? He have to push you to those situations, exact situations that you were in, that the person going to have Zera Lebatala, that the person going to fail, that the person going to look at women, that the person going to cancel Torah, that the person going to eat and sleep and drink like a pig, like an animal, going to be drunk, going to fall to drugs, I don't know what, in the middle of his tshuva. To wake him up from that dream that he's clean. With the reason, because of the reason of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you're really going to be clean. If you want to be clean, you need to purify your past. You're dragging a sack of sins, of avonot from your childhood. You have to purify that sack. You have to drown it in a certain mikveh. How are you going to do that if you're not aware to it, if you forgot it? This is why Bore Olam keep on pushing us down, even though that we are inside of the tshuva process, to complete our tshuva process. That we're going to have the ability to complete our tshuva process. That we're going to have that memory of where we came from.
And by that memory, we're going to find the powers to do tshuva. Now that you're surrounded with good friends and good people, wonderful environment, now you have the ability to go down to those places. In the history, 5-10 years ago, if they would open your eyes to see the mess that you done, the horrible situation that you were in, you wouldn't have the power to go out from it. You would say, hey, look, I'm not going out from him, I'm staying here. But now, after that you ate few years good food, that you drank good liquids, good water, that you purified yourself a little bit, your strength came back to you, your powers, you got them back. Now you have the power to go back to those places. And when you're going to be brave to go to those places, you're going to see that Bara Olam is so mercy that he's going to give you the ability to save other people from those depths. When Am Yisrael went down to Egypt, they brought back with them the neshamot of Erev Rav. They took sparks that were hidden in Egypt, that only by going down to the Tumah of Egypt, they could save those. You now, as a holy Avrech, Talmid Chacham, with a suit and a hat and a beard, cannot save people from clubs and discotheques. You don't have that ability. They won't let you in the doorman will not let you in. Then you know, he's not going to let you in. This is why you have to go down and to go to those horrible places without awareness, without abilities, without wisdoms. And over there, on the pub, on the bar, in a situation, in the middle of Shabbat, someone's going to talk to you and you're going to throw one word that came from Rav Shalom Arush, came from Rav Nachman Breslev. And then you're going to see that you changed something. That without that down, you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't achieve that. And the problem of the person, that he thinks about himself too much. He thinks, no, I have it down. I fail. I'm not learning like I should. And he's so concentrated in himself. But look, there is millions of people that are important exactly like you. And they're all Jews. And now that you are a Baal Tshuva, there is another millions of Jews that are far from that Kedusha. They're not holding in your level. Do you want to stay alone in that level? No. The truth is that you need to be aware to the fact that they are also important, even though that they are very low. And your job is to go down and to collect them, to gather them, to bring them. How are you going to do that if you're concentrated in yourself? This is why Bara Olam is pushing you down. If we would have that wisdom, we would push ourselves down with no sinning. There is no reason to sin. Just if you see a person that is far, go talk to him. You're going to talk to him, you're going to smile to him, you're going to tell him, you know, I'm like you. He said, no, you're Frum, you're Hasid, you're an Avrech, you're Breslever, you live in Jerusalem. Tell him it's all nonsense. You can never imagine the trains of filth that go across my mind every moment. You can never imagine my Yetzirah. I have a bigger Yetzirah than you. And try, start to talk to him, really, you're going to see. Maybe it's going to be your shame, but you're going to see that you're a lot filthier than him. It's the truth. It's the truth. En chacham kebal nisayon. A person can be wise only if he's got experience. If the person doesn't have experience, how are you going to be wise? Only because that you sinned and you made tshuva, now you can have that wisdom to help other people to do tshuva from their sins. But if you, like Hasidim, a Hasid now from Batei Ungarim, from Mea Shearim, he can help you in something? He cannot help you. Lemaise, bottom line, ask him, he can answer you. Any question in the world that you're going to ask him, he cannot answer you. He's talking another language. Even if he speaks English, he cannot talk to you. It's not the language. You don't understand what he wants from you. He doesn't have that ability. Why? Because he doesn't have that experience. He cannot understand you. He can never understand you. He doesn't understand your downs, your fallings, your yetzirah. I told you that once, I had horrible tattoos on my body, Baruch Hashem, with laser treatments, and I removed or maybe 90% of them. But when I, first time that I found the courage to go to mikveh, first time, I had horrible tattoos, huge ones. When I came first time to a mikveh, in Beit Yisrael, not in Beit Yisrael, in Makor Baruch, I went to the mikveh in Makor Baruch. For me, it was a fight to find myself going to Hasidim mikveh. I went to that place. On the moment that I took off my shirt, the Hasid looked at me. I was red, you can never imagine. He's telling to me, what were you doing to yourself? Why you done that? And he's speaking out loud, all of the mikveh, out loud, all of the mikveh looking at me. And I'm without my shirt. You cannot hide yourself. And he's, why you done that to yourself? Why? And I start to apologize, and I'm telling him, I'm sorry. I didn't know that it's not allowed. I wasn't thinking about it. I didn't know nothing. And it took me months after it to come back to a mikveh. Months. I couldn't to come back to the mikveh. I couldn't. I was so embarrassed. A person that needs mikveh. Someone needed mikveh more than me in that day. And he's closing the gates of the mikveh. No. You're not wanted. You're not welcome. Because he cannot understand how a person can make a tattoo. You never lived in the Bronx. You never been a chiloni that for you Shabbat it's crazy. That for you Yom Kippur it's nonsense. For a chiloni, it's all a joke, it's all craziness. They're all crazy. What is wasting their time, suffering? Chiloni can never understand taste of Kedusha. Ta'amur hu ki tov Hashem. Only after that you taste, you can see that Hashem is good. But they, the ones that never tasted, they can never understand. So they don't also have the ability to help the ones that never taste. The Hasidim. Because the Hasidim never tasted also the taste of Kedusha, of Tshuva. They can be frum in a certain way. They can be religious, maybe it's a better definition. They can be datim. They can be chovshei kippah. They have a kippah. They used to keep mitzvot. They used to go to Beit Midrash. Wonderful. They live, so to speak, healthy lifestyle they have. Okay. In a certain way. It's also full with craziness and madnesses and arrogant and who knows what. But lemais, the bottom line, they cannot understand the spirit of the person that he's got a desire to look for Hashem the day with all of the Batei Knesiyot and all of Batei Midrashot, and they have a mikveh in their house, and they don't have that desire that you as a Baal Tshuva have, and they're never gonna have. Nothing gonna change it. They're the poor ones. They are the poor ones. They are the ones that never saw Hashem. They're babies that never saw the light. Even though that they're religious, FFB, it's all imaginations. They never saw Hashem. They never fight for Hashem. They never asked for Hashem. Like David HaMelech, that mamash, every moment for him it was a war to seek for Hashem. Hashem brought us down to a place like that. It's crazy, I know. It sounds weird, I know. But lemaise, this is the only way to see the truth. Only by Baalei Tshuva. Only by Baalei Tshuva, the real light of Kedusha can be revealed. Only by Baalei Tshuva. We're the only ones that have that option to reach that huge level of humility. Even though that we're sinners, already to also today. We're sinners, we're sinning every day. Someone can testify that he haven't sinned in the last 10 minutes? Can someone testify on that you haven't sinned in the last 5 minutes? No, it's going to be a lie. It's going to be a lie. It's going to be a lie. We're not even aware to ourselves to tell if we were, if we weren't. We don't remember which 10 minutes, where have you been in the last 10 minutes? We're so confused, we're so far from the truth, from real order of real, good, healthy life, that because of all of our lackings, Bo'olam brought us, actually he's using those lackings that we have to teach us humility. And only by our lackings, only by our downs, only by our fallings, we can wake up to that point of humility that it's the top. that this is the purpose. For that, people been created. To serve Hashem from the point of humility that they know that they are nothing. Nothing at all. Only we can understand that. From birth, that really live a good life of Judaism, he cannot understand that. For him, he is a reality. He's learning, he knows Shas, he finished Shas when he was 13 or 18, he got married, he's got money, he's got a house, the parents are all, everything is close, nearby, he's got support and everything is perfect. He never tasted the taste of effort in his life. And it's written in the Gemara, Kifun Tzara Agra. How do you say that? According to the effort of the person, the reward is going to be the effort.
Difficulty.
Now you got it? Early. Oh, gosh. Now you got it.
No pain, no gain.
So, lemaise. If a person doesn't have an effort in his life, he cannot see Hashem. He is not worthy to receive no reward on his effort. No effort. It's very comfortable that your father is going to wake you from the age of 5, from the age of 3, to come every day to the Bet Knesset, to Shul, at Netz, take you to the mikveh, all of the environment doing the same. But if your father took you when you were 7 or 9 to filthy movies, now let's say you wake up in the morning to shul. On that you're going to have a reward. On that you're going to have a reward. On that you're going to have a huge reward. That is a person that HaKadosh Baruch Hu respects. This is Rabbi Akiva. This is Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish, he was a thief, a robber. Rabbi Yochanan called him Sakinai, that he was stabbing people, that he was killing people with a knife. Rish Lakish, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. And it's written on him that if he would talk to someone in the street, that person, he was for sure loyal to take him as a witness. For sure, because Rish Lakish wouldn't talk to no one that there was a doubt on his kashrut. Rish Lakish came to that place. This is the power of a Baal Tshuva. A Baal Tshuva like us, Adrabah. This is what the Rav Shalom explained, that the word Tov Me'od, that this is the creation of Yetzer Hara, it's very good. The creation of Yetzer Hara, it's Tov Me'od, it's very good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the creation of Yetzer Hara and he said on that, Tov Me'od, Me'od, it's Yetzer Hara. Very good, it's Yetzer Hara. Because without Yetzer Hara, we wouldn't get closer to Hashem at all. At all. Because the success with no prayer, with no prayers at all, is damaging the person. And only the fact that you feel alone and weak and with no abilities is pushing you to pray. Only when you feel that you cannot achieve it by yourself, this is the only thing that wakes you up to prayers. So Bara Olam created the world like that, that we're going to pray. And now we're going to be worthy. And you're asking to yourself, how can it be that a person that is such a sinner, like that we're explaining just now, he's going to be worthy? And the ones that are not sinning, they're not going to be worthy? How can it be? Because the fact that you're sinning, it's not you to blame. Hashem wants you to sin. Hashem wants to wake you up, that you're going to wake up to see Hashem. And Hashem is asa, oseh, ve'yaseh, lechol ha'masim. He done, and he is doing, and he's going to do all of the actions. Hashem is happy with all of his actions. Even if for you it looks weird and you cannot understand that concept, okay, with the time you're going to understand. Bara Olam, he is the only reality that exists in this world. And there is nothing except of Hashem. And if it's comfortable to you to attach yourself to the Lord when you're succeeding, but when you're failing, you don't feel so attached to Him. So it's your problem.
And you need to attach yourself to Hashem Yitbarach in your ups and in your downs. אף כי יקטלני לא היחל, גם כי אלך בגיץ על מוות לא יררה, כי אתה עימדי. I'm going to see that you are with me even when I'm in the valley of death, when I'm in the darkness, when I'm falling, כי יצא השאול הנקה, when I'm going to go to the depths of hell, to the sheets of hell, I'm going to know that you are with me over there. What it means? It means that Hashem controls on everything, even in hell, even in your hell, even in your contaminations, tum'ot, shochen itam betoch tum'otam, he lives with you inside of your tum'ot. This is Hashem. Even when you're contaminated, Hashem is with you. And he is, so to speak, showing it to you, that you're going to think that it's like that, that you're going to wake up to want Hashem. He's showing it to you that he's pushing you away from him, means that he's starting to show to you that he's hiding himself, and he's showing it to you that he's hiding himself from you. He's showing it. He's not really doing it. If Hashem really going to want to hide himself, no one's going to be able to find him. But he's showing it to you that he's hiding himself from you. He's slapping you, he's pushing you, he's failing you. So he's doing things that you're going to wake up, not that you're going to go to sleep. Adrabah, he is revealing himself in a certain way that you're going to feel that he's far away. Like a father that is saying to his son, I'm not going to be there with you, I'm not going to come with you. Not because he doesn't want to come, just he wants the son to wake up, to say, no, father, please come with me, I need you, please don't leave me. This is the only thing. When it's all happening, only when the person is arrogant, only when the person forgets Hashem. So Hashem is saying to that person, "En ani vehu yecholim ladur b'makom echad." Me and him cannot live in one place. Only when you're making yourself to be a reality, this is the place that Borei Olam is saying to you, if you're a reality, you're holding on, everything is great with you, you don't need me. So bye bye, I'm going. And then you find yourself alone and you start to what? To scream to Hashem, please Hashem, be with me. I need you again and again and again. So actually Hashem is doing everything that always you're going to remember that it's him. Not only when you're climbing, when you're succeeding. When you're falling, when you're failing. Hashem hekshiach et lev paro. He made the heart of paro hard and strong. And why we need to learn about paro? What do we care about that Egyptian person? What do we care about him? He was a contaminated king. He was filthy. He was mean. He was vicious. He was bad. Why we need to learn so much about him? Why we need to learn about Korach? Why we need to learn about Bil'am and Balak? Why we need to learn about them? Because all of the Torah is coming to teach you about yourself. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is opening the mouth of Paro and closing his heart and opening the mouth of the aton of the donkey of Bil'am and forcing Bil'am not to curse and to bless and everything, and he's putting the bad will in the heart of Paro, that Paro going to be punished, and everything Hashem is doing. And in Megillat Esther we saw it even more clear, in a very clear way, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hiding himself behind the curtains, and he is doing all of the show by himself. He's running all of the show. So it's all to teach us that En od milvado, that there is nothing except of Hashem. And one day you can be Moshe, and in the second day you can be Paro. One day you can be Mordechai, and in the second day you can be Haman. And it all depends on you. And the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is promising to us, don't worry, I'm going to revenge, I'm going to erase the name of Amalek from the world. It's all just to please us. Why you haven't done that yet? Rav Shalom heard that from Rav Ovadia Yosef. Rav Ovadia Yosef told Rav Shalom that. He told him it's like a king. That king, he had a backyard, a garden. And he, in his garden he had amazing flowers and things that no one was allowed to enter to that garden. And one time, his friend, his minister that he liked the most, went close to that garden. And he had a desire to go into that garden, and he done that against the will of the king. And when he was inside of that garden, enjoying the things that were not allowed to him to enjoy from, suddenly the dogs of the king that were guarding the garden jump, run after that minister,
and they bite him, and barely he escaped from them, and he was wounded and went out. And the daughter, the princess, the daughter of the king, from the window of the palace, she saw all of that. And she went to the king and she told him, you know, father, the minister that you love the most, Bagat betrayed you. He didn't listen to you. He went into the garden. So after a few days, that minister came to visit the king. When he went into the place of the king, so the king told him, I heard what happened to you, those damn dogs, I'm gonna punish them, how they hurt you, they damage you, they done something bad to you, don't worry, I'm gonna take care of them. Why the king done that? The king done that because he didn't wanted to offend, to hurt the minister. He didn't wanted to embarrass the minister. This is what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to us when he's saying, I'm going to erase the name of Amalek, I'm going to kill all of them, all of that nation. Lemaise, when Amalek is coming? When we're sinning. When we had a doubt if Hashem is with us or not, then Amalek came. When we forgot that Hashem is inside of us, then Amalek came. The Amalek that we should kill is the Amalek, the doubt that we have inside of ourselves. Amalek, the numeral value of the word Amalek, it's the word doubt. Doubt in the faith. How are you going to erase the name of Amalek? By erasing the doubts that you have in Hashem. Confidence in Hashem, Itbarach, this is a complete faith. It's higher than prayers, it's higher than Torah, it's higher than anything. All of the Torah, we received it from Hashem, Itbarach, only that we're going to be able to learn from it how to believe in Hashem. This is a tool. All of the Torah, it's a tool. It's not the purpose. It's not the purpose to learn Torah. We're learning Torah that we're going to be able to know Hashem, to recognize Hashem, to love Hashem, to serve Hashem in Yisirut Nefesh. For that, you have to charge yourself in that battery of Holy Torah. You have to teach yourself the wisdom of life, to revive yourself with the water of Torah. But the purpose is to know Hashem, begin dishtmo de'in leh, that people gonna know Him. This is what it's written in the Zohar HaKadosh by Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. This is the purpose. And for that, you don't need to be not a Talmid Chacham, and not a holy man, and not a hero, and nothing. You just need to have a strong will to want Hashem, and to talk to Hashem, and to beg to Hashem that He's never going to leave you, and the one that have confidence in Hashem, Abotech B'Hashem, Chesed Yesov Even, only kindness is going to surround you, no matter in which situation you are. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw Am Yisrael worthy to go out from Egypt, where were they? In 49 gates of Tumah. They were not kosher people at all. They were in 49 gates of Tumah when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out and crossed the sea for them and drowned the Egyptians in the sea for them and gave them the Torah and purified them. When it all happened to them? When they were in the lowest level of them all. So you, to achieve the heights of Kedusha, to have the Torah, to see Hashem, to know Hashem, to be connected to the real Tzaddik, to Moshe Rabbeinu of that generation, you don't need to be holy for that. Adraba. Mima'amakim ka'atich. From the depths you're going to call Hashem. Ve'karov Hashem lechol korov. And Hashem is going to be close to you, because He's close to everyone that calls Him with truth. Which truth? Your truth. That you have lackings, that you have problems, that you're afraid to sleep alone at night, that you don't know what's going on, that you don't know what's going to be with your panasah, that you have anxieties, that you don't know every day you're calling your doctor because you don't know what's going on with you. From that place you should call Hashem. Please Hashem, be with me, help me, help me to know you. When I need to know you, when I don't know that it's you, when I don't know that it's you, when I'm falling. When I'm falling, I also need to know that it's you. Mean that it was you that you were pushing me. Hashem is pushing you down. You cannot go down if Hashem doesn't want you to go down.
אין אדם נוקף אצבע מלמטה אם לא מכריזים עליו מלמעלה. A person cannot injure his finger if they're not going to declare that from heaven. So now you've been injured. How you've been injured? Because Bara Olam, he declared on that. He decided that you're now going to fall. And if he decided that you're going to fall, you're going to fall. And nothing going to stop you from falling. And if now he decided that you're going to climb, mean you learned your lesson. What it means learn your lesson? You learned that it was all Hashem. You're humble now. You realize that it's all Hashem. Now you can go out. The only reason that a person is falling is because that he forgot Hashem. Like that it's written on Amalek, that Am Israel were sitting on the shoulders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was walking with them, like a father that carries his son on his shoulders. And then the son is, he's asking, someone saw my father, someone saw my father, and he's sitting on his shoulders. So the father is saying, this is what that you're asking, go down. And he's taking him down, and the dogs came and bite him. The father done all of that. The dead son gonna wake up to realize, oh, I forgot my father. The dogs, it's Amalek. The father is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You are that son that can forget your father. And if you're not gonna forget your father, and you're always gonna say, thank you Hashem, it's you Hashem, I believe in you, he's never gonna bring you down. He doesn't have no reason for that. Harav Shalom told me that once. What's, you know why Bar Olam never failed me? He was talking about himself. On Pgam HaBrit, that he never had Pgam HaBrit even when he was a Bachur before of his wedding. Why didn't have Pgam HaBrit? He said, because from the moment that I realized, that I learned about Rabbi Nachman Breslev, and I saw that Rabbi Nachman Breslev said that if you even had Pgam HaBrit, you can go to the mikveh and say Tikkun HaKlali, and from that moment and on, you don't need to be worried about it at all. For me, it wasn't a test at all. Because for me, even if the Yetzer Hara would fail me in that, I would go to the mikveh, say Tikkun HaKlali, and I would be happy. All of the test is if you're going to believe to Rabbeinu or not. If you're going to fall to sadness or not. The main success of the Yetzer Hara is that you're going to fall to sadness, to depression. Then you're pushing away everything, all of the Avodat Hashem. You're saying, this is it, it's not for me anymore. Look, everyone's succeeding, I'm sinning, I'm falling. Look what happened to me last night, what happened to me yesterday, also today. I don't have no hope. This is the success of the Yetzer Hara, that you, yourself, gonna give up. But your success gonna be only to increase the will, to make your will stronger and stronger to want Hashem. And Adrabah, if you see that you're so sick, you should look for the biggest doctor of them all and to look for the one that can heal you. And not to stop from yourself, your success. That the success is to want Hashem. It's to fight another day, another moment, to fight for Hashem. What do you care? Lama betotzaot. The results are after death. You're looking for a result in this world. Like I told you, Yonatan ben Uziel, he wasn't married. Avraham Avinu, he got his kids when he was 99. All of the real righteous people were suffering. Yosef HaTzadik, he was in prison. Yaakov Avinu, he was being chased. And he was mamash a prisoner. He had to work day and night in the sun and in the cold, in the snow. All of the righteous people are like that. They all are like that. Baal Shem Tov, he was orphaned. His father, Rabbi Eliezer, was 100 when he was born. When Baal Shem Tov was born. And he died when Baal Shem Tov was 5 years old. He called him into the house. He went in when he was 5 years old, Rabbi Israel Baal Shem Tov. His father told him, I have a will for you. Told him, yes, father. He told him, Enod milvado, there is nothing else except of Hashem in the world. Don't talk to no one. Don't ask from no one. Nothing. Know that only Hashem is protecting you. Don't ask no favors from no one. Know that there is only Hashem in the world. And this is how he returned his soul to the Creator and he died. And the Baal Shem Tov, Israel, Srulik, 5 years old. Five years old. Standing alone. His mother Sarah died when he in the birth, when he born. He was an orphan, 5 years old. Went to keep his father's will. This was his desire. This was his will. to keep his father's will. He went out from the city, from the house, started to cry. People came, gathered, asking him what happened. And a few days he was hosting at friends, at families in the, and then he started to walk from a village to a village in Ukraine. You were there in Uman. Horrible situation. Before of the Holocaust, before of hell. Between all of those Ukrainians and all of those horrible people. And over there he was an orphan, alone, going from a village to a village. Not asking from no one for nothing. Just praying to Hashem, talking to Hashem. Hashem, in you I'm trusting, I'm counting on you. And this is how he became to be a Baal Shem Tov. Think that a Baal Shem Tov, he was eating from silver spoons. He was working, collecting earth, mud, and selling it. This was his parnasa. He was a rabbi in a Talmud Torah for a few years in his life. He was a rabbi. He was suffering. He was putting all of his effort in Avodat Hashem, in Mesirut Nefesh, and this is how that you grow. And you have your situations in Shalom Bayit, in without finding your wife, without having kids, without having parnasa. Wonderful! So this is your path, this is your tikkun, this is how you're going to complete your faith. By holding Hashem Yitbarach with you in those downs, in those cracks, in those darknesses. By bringing, pulling Hashem into those places, you're going to succeed. You're going to come to your goal. And like we said before, in the beginning of that shiur, Adrabah, now that you have so many lackings, you have so many opportunities to complete your mission. You can bring Hashem Yitbarach to so many places because of all of your lackings. It's a gift. That poverty that you have, poverty from wisdom, poverty from money, poverty in all terms. This is the option that you have to ask for Hashem, tefillah le'ani, prayer for a poor person, is higher than prayers of Moshe and prayers of David HaMelech. With those prayers, we're going to bring the salvation. We're going to bring Hashem Yitbarach to be with us, to live with us. Amen. Ken yirat zon. Amen. I made the bracha before.